Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today, Adam Mushler of the Kadar Group. Adam, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah, super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Adam so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And as a coach and partner at the Kadar Group, Adam works with individuals, teams, and organizations to break through the barriers that slow them down and develop strategies, tactics, and practices to scale themselves as they scale their businesses. Adam, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Heck yeah.
Awesome. Let's make it happen. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and your background and what led you to get started with your current position.
I love that. Well, again, thanks for having me on the show and thanks for reading my bio out like that. It was nice to hear it back from someone besides myself.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds pretty good. How did I get to do what I'm doing and what am I doing? I mean, I'm a partner at the Kadar Group, so you know, at an executive level, but not a CEO, COO, if you wanted to give me a title. Mm-hmm. And I come from a family of entrepreneurs. So my mom has her business. I'm actually in business with her. My dad has an acupuncture business. My brother has a bacon business and a catering business. My grandparents have had businesses and my aunts. I mean, that's like my DNA.
All right.
So when people think about the career they want to have or how they want to live their life, they typically see a blueprint of, you know, get a job, hold a job, move up through the job, find a better job. And mine was build a business, grow a business, you know, develop a business that sustains your life. So that was kind of my blueprint. And how did I get into business with the Kadar Group? Probably partially inception, because it's a business I've known my whole life. But the other part is I love working with people. It's the thing that lights me up. And being a coach and a facilitator and helping people manifest sort of more from themselves and their team is the ultimate way, in my opinion, to work with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of the rough answer, probably a little too much, but that's my response.
No, I think it was a just right answer. What is that? Not too hot, not too cold, just right.
Yeah.
That was a perfect answer. So, no, I truly appreciate that. And it kind of sounds like, you know, you have had a lot of different exposure. As you said, mm-hmm. It's in your DNA to a lot of different types of businesses. And I imagine with the Kadar Group, you guys probably work with a myriad of different businesses and try to help out these entrepreneurs and business owners. So I'm sure that probably serves you well.
Yeah, I say selfishly, I feel like I learn more from my clients than I help them. Mm. But I think that, you know, one of the things that the people talk about in society is, you know, if you really want to get to understand something, teach it. Mm. And as a coach, I'm not necessarily a teacher, but being with clients and being with executives and working with them through whatever challenge they're working on, I get to relive something from so many different angles. I feel that I develop an immense perspective on some of the key things that we talk about in business: imposter syndrome, burnout, you know, communication, how do we collaborate, and seeing it through the lens of 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 people over the conversations over the years, develop quite a perspective.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that it can't help but do that. And I often say, I don't know if you've heard the phrase, like, iron sharpens iron. So a lot of times when mm-hmm. you have that knowledge and you get the opportunity to have maybe not the exact same knowledge, but that different perspective, you just get stronger, both as I'm sure your client, but also you as a person, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Yeah. And it's something that I appreciate a lot with the work that I get to do.
Yeah. And I know you kind of mentioned that teaching aspect, and as a coach, it's not necessarily teaching. And definitely correct me if I'm wrong. I always saw coaching as sometimes you have the answers within you, but I think as business owners and entrepreneurs, you know, juggling so many things, it's sometimes hard to kind of make those decisions. Sometimes hard to kind of even see the right answer, even though it might be within us. So having the opportunity to talk with a coach, to work with a coach in a lot of different ways helps to bring that about and also have the expertise to kind of lean on.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would say, I mean, you're making this easy for me, which I appreciate. But I would say, you know, I just had a conversation with a founder who has raised some money, and they are, their business needs new things from them. And there was a question about, do I develop my personal brands and develop the brand of the business? You know, some people say you should, some people say you shouldn't. And what we talked about over lunch was this idea that you have to, and this is hard, but you have to really listen to what resonates for you. Mm-hmm. You know, do you have the energy and do you have the interest in developing your personal brand in addition to being the executive at your company? Or do you have the interest and energy to just focus on building what's going on at your company with no need to develop the personal brand? And the example I used, I'll say it on the show, and if you're listening, think about this. Can you tell me who the founding CEO of Lyft was? Most people blank. Can you tell me who the founding CEO of Uber was? You know, and if you're interested in entrepreneurship, you're going to say Travis, mm-hmm. right? Two different CEOs, two different companies, two totally different approaches to their visibility, right? And that visibility worked for Travis. And I don't even know the name of the CEO for Lyft, but the visibility is clearly working for them. They've raised tons of money. You know, they have a global brand. And I think that to the point of a coach, it's helping whoever you're talking to and working with really stay aligned with what's at their center and not try and get too off center and do things that people say they should do or do things they think they should do, but doesn't resonate for them.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense. And I think that because there's, you know, so much noise, as you should be doing this, you should be doing that, that sometimes we can get off center and start to go down a path. And I love how you talk about bringing it back to like those intrinsic values, I guess I would say, of what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what's your mission, your vision, and what's the organization's mm-hmm. mission and vision.
And it gets harder. Like as an executive or a founder of a company, if your team achieves your goals, what your team and company need from you will evolve and you have to evolve. Otherwise, like Travis, he won't be there.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, he's still made out, no doubt, but like you have to be able to challenge yourself to continue developing and keeping up if your business achieves what you hope it will.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that makes so much sense. So I know you touched a little bit on what you guys are doing and how you're serving clients. Is there anything else you can kind of touch on? And then I don't know if you can touch on this too, but I like to ask for something I call your secret sauce, which is like your unique selling proposition. You're different. What do you feel kind of sets you guys apart as well too?
I think there are a couple things that set us apart that are kind of interesting. One is, you know, it's a family business, which is interesting. And coaching is very much a practice, in my opinion, that sort of lives in the world of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I'm wise, but because I've been able to partner with Leia, the founder of the Kadar Group, and, you know, my mother, our work and our perspective spans a very large time frame. So we have an intergenerational team and we have very different backgrounds. And because of that, what we bring to our clients, and we have many coaches and facilitators that we work with, mm-hmm. what we bring to sourcing coaches and to matching coaches with clients, it goes deeper than a personality assessment or, hey, this person's available and you're available, just work together. And I think so much of coaching and facilitation and when you work with people relies on chemistry and relies on a lot of intangibles that algorithms don't have the ability to match yet and maybe ever. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a really big value add, is that we really span generations of experience. And we live in a world where intergenerational work is getting more and more important. People are staying in the workforce longer. Mm-hmm. Younger generations are disrupting current workforce, like the dominant generations in workforces faster. I mean, we talk about millennials at work, you know, and what millennials need, and we've got Gen Z, and I don't even know the other letters now, but I think that's a big one. And the other one is, this has been Leia's focus for 30 plus years, and working with people has been my focus for 13 years, since 2007 when I started working at Apple and I was doing training and mentoring. So this is not a new concept for either of us. We have been committed to working with people and supporting people for literally decades, individually and collectively. And I think that there's something to that also. You know, people talk about the 10,000 hour rule. Mm-hmm. We're talking 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 hours of experience towards people, because it's not a, there are definitely people that say it's a science and there's assessments that will say they're steeped in science, but human nature is a lot more of an art than we give it credit for.
Yeah. I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I think reading is really crucial. And I think one of the reasons why is on our shoulders, we have the ultimate machine learning device, which is our brain.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
One, and this is crazy because I'm a super extrovert. I love connecting with people. Mm-hmm. I went to 5 schools part-time over 8 years to get one degree, and it wasn't a fancy one. It was an undergraduate degree. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I had spent more time cultivating and maintaining relationships with people that I met over the years. Mm-hmm. I do a really good job now, but I feel like I probably put 5 to 7 years of really, there are great people that I was connected to that I just didn't maintain. And so reaching out now would be opportunistic. And every now and then I reach out to catch up, but I think the sooner you take that seriously, the more powerful your network and more meaningful your network will be if you really nurture those relationships. The other one, and this goes back to the book question, is awareness creates choice. And continuing to develop new awareness for yourself and then understand what choices you're presenting yourself with and challenging yourself to make the choice that is right for you and for your team and for your, you know, for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love both of those, and especially the relationships are literally everything. And we don't realize sometimes that we can be building, and we are building and cultivating those relationships, whether we are taking action or not taking action a lot of times. So we kind of have to be aware of that throughout where we are now and of course our lives. And then you're absolutely right that we have a choice to kind of, especially as leaders, to be able to make certain choices to affect us today, but also affect us 10 years or so down the line. So a lot of the decisions that we make kind of reverberate into that. So appreciate both of those nuggets. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And as you mentioned, I know if you said you had a title, it'd be COO. So I wanted to get your perspective on what does being a CEO actually mean?
I think it means different things to different people. I think being a CEO, being at the top of an organization, it does mean the buck stops with you. So you need to take responsibility for the actions of the teams from you all the way to the very frontline employee that you have, however big your organization is, which means that you have to create a culture and set a tone in an organization where people are representing the mission and the values of the company. So one way, you're the chief culture officer, in my opinion, and you're also the chief accountability officer. When something goes wrong, it's something that you are responsible for, you know? And I think those are the big things. Functionally, CEOs also hold different roles. Steve Jobs is an innovator and a visionary, and that was his role as a CEO at Apple. And Tim Cook, same company, is an operational mastermind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's his superpower as an executive. He's still chief accountability officer. He still sets the tone of culture, but they have different functional strengths. And I think as an CEO, understand that it's okay to have a different strength than a peer who's a CEO, but know that you're responsible for your team and for your company.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate you for breaking that down. And I think so many times people look at or try to emulate certain people, but not realizing that you can be yourself and be successful and lean into your strengths or whatever they are. And there's different ways to kind of sharpen the saw, just as we kind of have talked about different ways to define what it means to be a CEO. So definitely appreciate that, Adam. I appreciate your time even more. What I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about about all the awesome things you guys are working on.
For sure. I mean, I think the big thing is listening to shows like this and opening yourself up to new ideas is the best thing you can do. You know, I gave some book titles, but I think one of the things that happens is we put blinders on, or we let the world put blinders on us and we accept them. And so, you know, broaden your perspective, talk to people that are different than you, listen to ideas that are different than yours, and just see what resonates. That's the big thing. The best way to get a hold of me is whatever platform you enjoy. So LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Adam, at Adam Muchler, ADAM, that's easy. Muchler, MUTSCHLER. It's a mouthful. I'm a partner of the Kadar Group. I am a host of The Founder's Mind. You can find all of this if you find me, and maybe it'll be in show notes or somewhere written.
Absolutely. And
I just love to talk to people. So hit me up. Let's have a conversation. Seriously, I'm here to learn.
Awesome. 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 I definitely appreciate that, Adam, for all the awesome things you're doing, your time that you have today. Definitely will be in the show notes. So just to make it a little bit easier, you can click through and find out about all the awesome things that Adam's working on, him and the team. So thank you again. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.